This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
I'm Francis Yao, and on behalf of UCSF Liver Transplant Program, I'd like to welcome all of you to this conference. So as I was driving to Napa this morning, it's really quite a remarkable scene looking at the devastation of this fire, and I feel very fortunate to be able to, you know, be here and have this conference going, and it wasn't really clear to me whether we could, but I feel that we're very lucky to be able to do this, and this is a great opportunity for us to, you know, contribute to helping the community, and also very heartwarming to see the overwhelming support to help this community recover. As you know, this is the Nathan Bass Liver Transplant Conference. We've been doing this for 15 years. You all know Tony, we call. Tony was the medical director of the transplant program for about 10 years, has been at UCSF for a long, long period of time. And he started this conference, and we follow his inspiration and his great idea and insight about how to work with everybody in the community. And so I'm going to start this conference with having Dr. Bass give a few words of wisdom. Okay, Tony.
Thank you, Francis. Hello, everyone, and let me echo Francis's welcome to all of our colleagues and friends, everyone present. This is a real honor for me, and I often feel this is an honor that I really cannot deserve. You know, so much happens in life, though, and often things that aren't so good, and one doesn't deserve those either, so I guess I'll just call it quits and say, fine, thank you. I'll take it. And in addition to you, Francis, I would like to thank all of those who've worked so hard to organize this wonderful event. As Francis mentioned, now in its 15th year, kind of a tradition now, I guess. And I'd like to single out just a few for mention. In particular, Eitan Hassuna, who has taken over from Peggy Miller as the heavy lifter in organizing this conference. And she does it with a seemingly effortless style. So, Eitan, great job. And we look forward to working with you again in the future. Of course, I wanted to thank all of the speakers and presenters in the program for rolling out yet another extraordinary bunch of talks and case presentations. I know we're all looking forward to hearing these and enjoying the discussion. It's really going to be an outstanding program. I'm also really want to add my personal thanks to our sponsors. Francis will go through our sponsors in detail, but their continued support of this singular educational activity is really essential. And you're helping the continuation of this tradition really has everybody's sincere appreciation. So thank you very much. Now, I'd just like to briefly share a personal anecdote with all of us present here. On the night of Sunday, the 8th of October, that's just over a month ago, my wife Wilma and I were up in Calistoga. And we were celebrating the 60th birthday of a dear friend of ours at a local winery. At 2 in the morning, we were woken up by a call to evacuate our hotel room and proceed immediately to the fairgrounds. And as we moved out, we could see the red glow on the horizon from separate massive fires that were surrounding the entire area. And we were able to clear out our room and drive that night in convoy down Highway 29 back to San Francisco. The air was thick with smoke. There's no power or lighting in Napa. And as we approached the town of Napa, we could see Atlas Peak in flames. It was an unforgettable image of an inferno. So you can imagine our relief and gratitude that our beloved location here at Silverado survived this tragedy well, although not unscathed, and that we're able to return here once again. But our hearts really go out to everyone who lost loved ones, property, businesses, or just peace of mind. And we wish you all an easy, steady road to recovery. And I hope that our presence here this weekend, and I know you're all going to take advantage of this wonderful locale and the great weather, and you shop a little and eat a lot and taste some wine, will help that recovery move along and help to support the folks who've been affected by this terrible conflagration so they may be made whole again soon. So it's great to be here this year for many reasons, but it's now my pleasure to hand you back to Francis. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much, Tony. Very briefly going over our program today and tomorrow. Again, welcome you all. And our objective is really to provide you with updated information about specific liver disease entities and issues relevant to liver transplantation. Our purpose is for you to know more about the UCSF transplant program and the people here, and provide us with evaluation and feedback how we can do better. And CME information is in the package. We're not going to have a hard deadline when you can get, but do it soon. As soon as this program closes, we'll be giving out the certificate. It's very easy. Just, you know, fill out the information, provide the evaluation, and then it will be ready for you to print it out and have the certificate. We are not able to have a successful conference without our sponsors, and we are really appreciative of their generous support, and I'd like to encourage you to talk to them in the break and any opportunity you have during the conference. So the platinum sponsors are Novartis and Gilead. The gold sponsors are Bayer, Intercept, Merck, and Salix. And the silver sponsors are AbbVie, Ethicon, and Ecosense. Thank you very much for all the sponsors for their generous support. So very brief overview about our program. We'll talk about the liver transplant program at UCSF, giving you some update. We talk about liver transplant for hepatocellular cancer. How can we improve on disease donor allocation and utilization, management of complication of portal hypertension with our guest speaker, Bob Curlin from Interventional Radiology. Have a short break, and we have a debate. We're going to have every year we have this tradition of having a debate on controversial and fun topics. So this year is no exception. And then fatty liver disease therapeutic, and then finally review of the medical management of cholestatic liver disease. And then we have a reception at 6, and then our seafood buffet dinner at 7. We'll start bright and early tomorrow with case presentations. The first debate is about HCC and DAA therapy, some controversies and debates, and then case presentations about you know, whether we can push limits on liver transplant, and then we bring a couple outside cases, have a panel to discuss, unprepared, so that makes it more fun. So our mission, part of the transplant program, is to really try to provide the highest quality of specialized care with patients with liver disease, and Chris Free will talk more about it. We're trying to advance the field of liver transplant through research and clinical experience. And we cannot do what we do without all your support for so long, and really appreciate it. And we're trying to improve our communication with all the physicians in the community. We have all these outreach programs that are very active ongoing in Fresno, Modesto, Santa Clara, Reno, Fremont, and Walnut Creek are the last two new ones. And we want to bridge the gap and get feedback from all of you, and then we take a lot of effort in trying to be available. My person through cell phone, I still carry a pager, even though this is outdated and people joke about why am I carrying a pager, but that's how we operate sometimes. but also have a cell phone or email. So we'd like to be reachable at any time if we are available. And there's also a 24-hour on-call system when you can get hold of any hepatologist or surgeon at any time during the day.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.